T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning, 8:48 here on a Friday on KNSS. Now, three big things.
Three.
Newton High School student arrested after making a bomb threat.
Two.
City of Wichita still seeking public input on the future of Century 2.
One.
Another winter storm headed for much of Kansas this weekend, with heavy snow and wind in the forecast. Three big things. Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
And, of course, looks like we might have some sort of winter weather arriving tomorrow, but that is not affecting our morning commute today. And right now, we have smooth running traffic on the Wichita streets during the morning commute. So if any traffic tie-ups or accidents arise, we'll let you know. KNSS Traffic Update brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. It's located downtown at Market and Waterman. You can also go online at carlstire.com. It's your home for complete car care. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Cloudy with a 30% chance for drizzle and rain today with a high of 42 degrees. 40% chance for rain and thunderstorms tonight. The overnight low 38. Saturday cloudy and windy with a 90% chance for rain and snow and a high of 47. Now a cloudy sky, 31 degrees and a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And I'd like to take a quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning. And not really seeing any moisture, a little cloud cover around Wichita, but you have to go out west around Dodge City. There's something going on, but it's kind of coming through and collapsing. Now, down south, southwest of Medicine Lodge, something moving generally in our direction, but it looks like it's way off. So nothing here so far this morning as far as anything we should be worried about as far as precipitation is concerned. It's 8:49, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got the Glenn Beck program. This Jesse Smollett story will not go away. Did he fake his assault there? Well, we're going to be talking about that with Glenn Beck. Also, Bill O'Reilly, news of the day. That's coming up at 9 o'clock with Glenn Beck here on KNSS. The Steve and Ted poll on our webpage. Which film most deserves to win the Oscar for Best Picture this year? Of course, the Oscars are on Sunday. The Favorite is not The Favorite. The Favorite comes in with only 2%. That's the bottom. Black Klansman is 3%. Roma and Vice tied at 5%. A Star is Born, 6%. Green Book at 18%. Bohemian Rhapsody, which was number one, is now number two at 25%. And Black Panther has taken over the top spot with 37%. And the Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Kind of a fun thing to do. Oh, you'd like to be involved in that.
We'll see Sunday night if KNSS poll takers jive with the Academy voters.
Yeah. And some news this morning. Our friend Kerry Ringer is reporting in the Wichita Eagle that McCormick Armstrong Advertising Agency, one of Wichita's oldest businesses, has notified employees that the operations here will cease.
Oh, my gosh.
And Kerry's been able to confirm that with the CEO there, but not much more, not much information available, but McCormick Armstrong has been in business in Wichita for almost 120 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So there's Kerry's breaking a big story there. That's a big one, I think. Google says it will no longer require that its workers settle disputes with the company through arbitration, responding to months of pressure from employees. The company says the change will take effect March 21st and will apply to current and future employees. Google said last year it would end forced arbitration for sexual harassment and assault cases. 8:51 now, make it 8:52, Stephen Ted. And taking a look at our Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Big story in the Journal and the Weekly Edition, details about the Business Journal's big annual event, Biz Women Mentoring Monday. The Weekly Edition includes information about Monday's event, how to take advantage of access to the advice of 24 Wichita professional women, and how to be the best mentor you can be to others who want to learn from your experience. The Mentoring Monday event will attract more than 100 area women who are looking for guidance and advice. It'll be held Monday morning at the brick-and-mortar event venue. It is sponsored by the Girl Scouts, Cox, Westar Energy, the American Business Women's Association, and the National Association of Women Business Owners. This week, they're going to spend 10 minutes. Bill Roy will spend 10 minutes with Rick Muma. He is the provost and acting president of Wichita State University. And he discusses the future referendum coming up, and he provides an update on the Innovation Campus after 6 years of work. Muma is leading WSU as President John Bardo recovering from health issues. And that's a look at Wichita Business Journal news this morning with Steve and Ted. All right, Ted, 8:50, make it 8:54 right now with Steve and Ted in the morning. And we've got the Oscars coming up this weekend. We've got basketball going on. You're going to do the Shocker Locker Room show. What day? When is that, Ted?
Tomorrow night.
As the Shockers, who are they playing?
Shocks in Memphis tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Coke Arena.
Okay. And so
looking forward to that one. That should be an entertaining game.
The Shockers playing a little bit better here the last.
Yep, Shocks have won 5 of their last 6.
They can beat
Memphis, yeah.
They're hearing a lot of coverage and seeing about the Shockers in that game the other night. They were passing better.
Oh, yeah. Just light years better than they have been.
And I don't understand it, except I guess you just tell them, hey, would you concentrate on your passing?
Well, I think that's kind of as simple as it needs to be.
But I wasn't privy to what happened in the game, whether the guys were still standing around on offense. I tend to think they were not.
They weren't. They were moving crisp.
Yeah, because
the passes were crisp.
Yeah, because the passes are making.
Wasn't a lot of dribbling around and the shot clock winding down. So
yeah, somebody is moving to get open.
Yep.
And they're making good passes.
That's the key, man.
All right. Well, we might just last few games of this season could be pretty good for the Shockers, looks to me like. Today is Be Humble Day.
Okay.
I don't know. I frankly don't wrestle with a lot of arrogance. There are people in our business and broadcasting who are just arrogant as all get out.
Yeah.
But most of them don't have any right to be.
Yeah.
Because usually they're the deadheads and the nitwits, but being humble is something that I admire. I think it's a wonderful trait in anybody.
Yep. Jesus said, blessed are the meek.
Blessed are the meek. And I'm not talking about people, don't give up your self-confidence in the name of humility.
But that's different, yeah.
But if you're that self-confident person and you're doing things, then you got right to be humble and take advantage of it. My mother, bless her heart, would never let us boys talk about ourselves or brag about anything. She encouraged humility. All right, Steve.
That's a good trait to embrace.
Yeah. Coming up 9 o'clock, day 2 for the Oakland teacher strike. Going to tell you about that at 9. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.